Welcome to Healthy, Wealthy and Wise in Business, where every week you will learn the secrets to running a business without the stress. Here is your host, Angela Council.
Hello and welcome to this week's episode of Healthy, Wealthy and Wise in Business, where every week we get together, discuss what it's like to run a business, raise a family and do it without all of the stress. My name is Angela Council and I am your stress and lifestyle mentor. This week I have got an absolutely extra special guest with me today. This is someone who I have known for the last, about 10 years. Actually, I've known her most of her life. I've known her all of her life. And who I've got here today, she teaches me a lot. She challenges me a lot. And right at this very moment, she is looking very, very embarrassed in the corner and giggling a lot, which is what a lot of 10-year-old girls do.
I'm not 10.
She's actually 11. So I'm actually talking to my daughter, and apparently she's already 11, and I don't know if I forgot her birthday.
I wasn't here for my birthday, that's the thing.
Oh, see, she was away for her birthday, so I must have missed it. So she's actually 11. She's 11. And this is what it's like living with my little girl called Maddie.
Hi, Maddie. How are you? You forget my birthday, yay. I feel so happy. I feel so special.
So I thought, we're just driving along. We've been to the local shopping mall and we're going home, and we'd been having a bit of a chat, and I thought, why not interview Maddie for my podcast? Because most you all know that, you know, obviously I run a business and I work with other women who run businesses. I'm also a mum, and that's a really big part of my business and the reason why I run a business. So I thought, well, why not introduce you to one of my children. I've got two children. Maddie's my youngest. Probably most times Maddie's my biggest challenge sometimes.
I'm special.
Because she's special. That's what she tells us. So I wanted to hear from Maddie what it's like to have a mum that runs a business, because she doesn't know anything different. I've always run a business her whole life. But she, obviously her friends have got mums and that who either are at home all the time, who don't work, or they're in paid employment. So I thought I'd just have
they run businesses.
Or they run their own businesses. So I thought I'd have a bit of a chat and just get life from her perspective. Also, she has got lots of things to share. She's an 11-year-old who kind of knows lots of things. So I just wanted to learn about a few things from her. So, Maddie, say hello.
Hi.
Now all of a sudden you've gone shy. You've been talking non-stop for the last hour.
Yeah, man, that's what I do.
That's what you do. So tell us, what is it like when you've got a mum who runs a business?
Annoying.
Annoying. Why is it annoying?
You go away all the time and you leave me with Dad.
And what's wrong with that? Doesn't Dad let you eat food that I don't let you eat? Pasta?
But he doesn't cook.
Yeah, but he takes you out, doesn't he? Or he goes and gets takeaway.
Well, he does let us do more things.
Yeah, he does let you do more things. So maybe it's better when I go away, is it?
But then we also have to catch the bus all the way to school.
Oh, no.
And I have to get up early.
And you've got to get up early, because you don't like getting up early, really, do you?
I like sleeping.
So this was a baby. This is someone, when she was a baby, she hardly ever slept. Up until probably 12 months ago, she hardly ever slept. Now, all of a sudden, she's just about to hit those teenage years. I can't get her out of bed. She spends most of her time asleep.
But when I get home, I'm going to sleep.
When you get home, you're going to sleep, are you?
Yeah.
It's now 5 o'clock in the afternoon, so she's going to go and have a sleep before dinner. And then when it comes to bedtime, she won't want to go to bed because she's had a sleep.
Yeah.
So tell us, Maddie, because you're into lots of different music and stuff now, who's your favourite singer? Well, yes, you do. Tell us who your favourite singer is.
I don't have a favourite.
Okay, so who do you like? You talk to me about them all the time.
People.
Yeah. How about Ariana Grande?
She's okay.
She's okay? What does she sing?
I don't know.
You're not going to talk now. You were talking to me before about calling you on an eggplant. So tell me, what's your favourite song? You're always listening to different music now. You tell me my music's boring.
It is.
It's boring. Why is my music boring?
It just is.
Why?
I don't know. It just is. I don't actually have a favourite song. I like all songs.
You don't like my songs.
I like all new songs.
All new songs. So what did you tell me the other day that someone's song was on the radio and you said, oh, that's not too bad for an old person. And I said, oh, how old are they? And you said, like, 20. So apparently...
They're older than me, so they're old.
If they're over 20, they're old.
No.
They're an old person if they're over 20.
Okay, no. They're old person if they're over 40.
Over 40? But I'm still old then.
Yeah,
I'm still old. So tell me, what are your favourite things?
Sleeping.
Sleeping and?
Eating.
Eating and? What's your favourite thing? You talk to me about it all the time.
Unicorns.
Unicorns. Why are unicorns your favourite thing?
I don't know, I just like unicorns. And also moustaches.
You like moustaches. Do you want a moustache on a unicorn?
No. That just means that unicorns have problems.
Why does a unicorn have problems?
Because unicorns aren't supposed to have moustaches, unless it magic's moustache on its face.
What? Because that's what got magic moustache on its face?
No, in like mixed moustache, it wishes itself, real tall, I wish I had a moustache!
Okay, is that how unicorns wish things, through their horn?
Yeah, they're magical and they go, ooh.
Oh, so you like unicorns, what else do you like?
Hi, sorry for the interruption, but I just wanted to tell you about our private Facebook group, Stress-Free Living. That's where we have lots more conversations about reducing stress. I share lots of tips for you so that you can run a business, raise a family and look after yourself. So check it out on Facebook. Back to the conversation.
Come on, you've got to be one of the hardest persons that I've ever interviewed on this show because you don't talk to me. Before, you haven't been quiet, like you haven't stopped or taken a breath for an hour.
I like reading.
You like reading? What are you reading at the moment?
School for Good and Evil, The Last Ever After, the third book.
Mm-hmm. And what's that about?
A school for good and evil, but it's now the school for evil.
But now
the schoolmaster is dead. It smiles.
Right. So if you went to the school for good and evil, would you go for the good bit or the evil bit?
I'd probably be in the school for evil.
Oh, yeah, I probably reckon you'd be in the school for evil too. What would you do in the school for evil?
Be evil.
You'd be evil? What would you do?
Or I could be in the school for good because I'm amazing.
You're amazing. Okay, so some days you're amazing, sometimes you're good, and sometimes you're a bit evil.
Yeah.
What are you doing when you're being a bit evil?
I stay in my room.
Oh, is that all? That's not being evil, staying
and
in
I sleep.
Room. And you sleep? That's not being evil.
Mom, I'll try not to be annoying. Because, like, good people can be annoying. But, like, I'm not being evil. I'm just being annoying.
You're just being
good
annoying.
Good people can be annoying. They can be like, I'm so pretty! Ah!
And who do you annoy the most?
You.
Me? You
Zach,
sure it's me?
Zach.
You're Zach, your brother, isn't it? You annoy him the most, don't you?
Yeah.
And what do you watch on TV? What's your favourite shows on TV?
I don't really have one.
Well, you watch them all the time. They're not your favourite. You
have them. I like The Next Step.
You like The Next Step, and we're going to go see The Next Step soon, aren't we?
Yeah.
So what's The Next Step?
About people dancing.
Dancing. Do you like dancing?
Yes.
Ballet?
I like all kinds.
You do ballet and gymnastics, don't you?
Yeah, but I can't do hip-hop.
You can't do hip-hop?
Yeah.
Oh, so we've got to learn to do hip-hop.
I also can't do tap.
Oh.
I can't do jazz and contemporary.
Because you like to make lots of dances up, don't you?
Sometimes.
You're always dancing around. You're always or doing cartwheels, one or the other.
Yeah, but I can't do it now because I hurt my leg.
You hurt your leg. Oh.
So I can't do ballet today, sadly. Oh.
So is there anything else you want to say today about on this podcast?
Okay. Smiley faces.
Smiley faces.
Smiley faces.
Anything else you want to share?
No.
What do you reckon the secret to being happy in life is?
Liking unicorns and
liking
smiley faces.
Liking unicorns and smiley faces. So long as all you do is like unicorns and smile, you'll be happy. That sounds like a pretty good formula for being happy, doesn't it?
And also eggplants.
Eggplants.
But you don't have to eat them. You just have to say eggplant.
You like eggplants, but you don't eat them.
Like, If you know how to make the phone symbol on your hand, like make like you're calling someone or something like that, just do that and that's eggplant.
That's eggplant, is it?
I don't know how, it just, to me, it just looks like an eggplant.
Oh. Because, yeah, you make words up and make things up a lot, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. You live in a bit of a fantasy world a lot of the time, don't you?
Yeah.
Is it good in that world?
Yeah. Bear's in that world too.
Oh, who's Bear?
Doggy.
He's your doggy, is he?
He's cute.
He's cute? So you just like to have a bit of fun, don't you?
Yeah.
Don't think too much about what's going to happen. You just enjoy life, don't you?
Yeah.
It's good being
a kid. Then if I'm too annoying, I get in trouble.
You're too annoying, you're getting trouble.
Daddy.
Ah.
But that's one reason I don't like staying home with Daddy.
Yeah, but he's also fun, isn't he? He does things with you that I don't do. He takes you to the movies and things like that.
He buys me ice cream.
And he buys you ice cream. Yeah, see? Things I don't do.
But you buy me hot chocolate.
Oh, okay.
Your daddy's like, do you think Mommy would let you have this? And even though you do, I'd be like, yeah, Mommy lets me have it, like, sometimes, like, if we go to the mall or Barsway or somewhere. And then daddy's like, oh, I don't think so.
So, but it's not too bad being a kid, is it? Well, do you want to be a kid or a grown-up?
I want to be in the middle.
You want to be in the middle?
But I don't want to do so many tests in high school.
Oh, okay, because you're not at high school yet, are you? Next year for high school for you?
I best relax.
What's the best part of being at school now?
I'm the eldest year, so I'm amazing.
Okay, you're in the top year of the school. What else? Do you like your friends? You get on well with your friends, don't you?
Yeah.
You have good friends at school, don't
yeah.
you? And you do lots of talking and things like that, don't you? Not so much working.
We have to do our work.
Yeah, not so much working, but lots of talking.
But it's different to other schools because other people think they're talking. Like, if they
you have to talk clearly.
No. Stop talking.
Ah. Okay, well, this has been an exciting conversation with my 11-year-old daughter. And maybe for those of you who don't have an 11-year-old daughter, now you've got an insight as to what it is like. One thing she didn't do is she didn't go into too many accents. She has a habit of speaking in strange accents that no one can understand. She
Mommy,
also makes a few words up along the way.
I don't want to be in French today.
You're in French
today. I
don't
want to be Scottish. Oh. I don't want to be any accents.
So, yeah, so she makes a few things up.
Well, I may not teach's voices.
And she's an avid viewer of the Disney Channel, so she can probably tell you any tweeny show that's on the Disney Channel because she watches them all, and she listens to music all of the time, but not my music. She doesn't like my music.
I like new people's music.
She likes new people or young people's music.
Yeah, but the problem is most of the songs I have on my iPod are Daddy's old songs, so they're old people music.
They're old people
music. Some of them are okay, but some of them aren't.
Ah. See, so this has been life according to my 11-year-old daughter. So hopefully you've enjoyed that episode because I know it was a bit random. I just thought I'd turn the recorder on whilst we were driving home and she's decided to stop talking. She hasn't, before that she'd been talking.
I'm talking, Mum. How evil of you. You're evil.
If you've got any questions for my 11-year-old daughter, maybe she can answer some of the questions that you have or things like that. Just feel free to ask those questions.
Wait a second. To make your life even happier, get a dog.
Get a dog.
Unless you're allergic, get a cat.
Okay.
Unless you're allergic, get something that you're not allergic to.
Right, okay. But, see, there you are. Life according to Maddie. Get a dog, get a cat, or get something you're not allergic to.
Dogs actually calm people down. It's true.
They do.
Doctors use them sometimes. Only good doctors.
Right. So, leave your comments underneath this podcast. Go to www.angelacouncil.com. Love to know what you thought about this. Pop over to iTunes and subscribe and so you can never miss an episode of Healthy, Wealthy and Wise in Business. So until next week, when we'll be back with more tips on how to run a business, raise a family, look after yourself and do it without all of the stress. From my heart to yours, infinite love and gratitude. Bye for now. Thanks for joining us today on this episode of Healthy, Wealthy and Wise in Business. As always, if you've got any comments, please feel free to leave them on the website www.angelacouncil.com. While you're over there, you can also grab your 14-day stress-free living challenge. And if you'd like to learn a little bit more about what I do, why not pop into our private Facebook group called Stress-Free Living. So until next week, when I'll be back with some more exciting information for you, from my heart to yours, infinite love and gratitude. Bye for now.